We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Earth Protective viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Yorkbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorkbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadena.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA, in Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado, in Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV, and in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas, 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampart Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Jordan inaugurates the Middle Eastern Geodatabase for Antiquities to safeguard her archaeological treasures. In animal welfare news, a respected member of the indigenous Bunun Mountain people of Formosa or Taiwan devotes his life to protecting endangered bears. In community news, filmmaking that fosters social change is celebrated at a festival in Bali, Indonesia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 1st, is the Independence Day of Samoa, honoring its gaining of autonomy in 1962. Made up of a group of islands in the South Pacific Ocean between Hawaii and New Zealand, Samoa has a deep-rooted tradition of respect for elders and service to family. It is home to the region's first national park, the Ole Bubuwe National Park. Other picturesque natural areas are the Falea Lubu Rainforest Reserve and the Palolo Deep Marine Reserve. Distinguished Samoan poet and novelist Mr. Albert Wendt is considered one of the South Pacific's most famous writers. We wish the caring citizens of Samoa a festive Independence Day.
Flying news. Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan. As the nation continues to struggle in regaining physical, emotional, and economic recovery following the March 11 disaster, the non-profit Japanese scholarship organization Ashinaga reported that as of Monday, May 30th, more than 1,100 youths, orphans since the devastating earthquake and tsunami, had applied for financial help from its special disaster fund to assist in paying their school fees. Also on Monday, officials revealed that the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant is unlikely to be stabilized by the end of the year, as previously promised. Moreover, they stated that two plant workers may have been exposed to radiation in excess of the legal limit, even though the limit was more than doubled following the Fukushima Daiichi crisis. Medical tests revealed levels of radioactive iodine 10 times that of most other workers, suggesting that these two are suffering from internal radiation exposure. Another 150 personnel who had been assigned similar tasks will be tested as well.
At the facility, high levels of radioactive substances have been detected in water accumulating in the basement of the number one reactor building. Efforts are underway to decontaminate the water, which is preventing workers from entering to carry out crucial measures. Officials are also working to stop further leaks as the rainy season begins, with the storm this past weekend, which flooded and slowed reconstruction efforts in the Miyagi area, also caused water levels in the number 2 and 3 turbine buildings to increase at a faster pace. On Tuesday, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, announced that a newly installed circulation system to stably cool water in a spent fuel pool at the number 2 reactor building had begun operating successfully.
The Science Ministry stated on Monday that accumulated radiation levels in Itate and Namie of Fukushima Prefecture, both more than 30 kilometers from the plant, have exceeded the government limit for evacuation. Meanwhile, a new Nikkei survey revealed that the current leadership of Prime Minister Naoto Kan is disapproved by 73% of the respondents, with 70% also saying that he should be replaced either immediately or after achieving a certain measure of progress addressing disaster issues. On Tuesday, the Japan Center for Economic Research reported that addressing the incidents at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant and their related impacts could cost up to $250 billion over the next 10 years.
In the wake of the Fukushima Daiichi crisis, Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel on Monday announced plans to shut all its nuclear plants by 2022. Germany, which has 17 nuclear reactors, will switch to a focus on solar, wind, and hydroelectric power sources.
Our appreciation, Japanese and international officials and personnel, for your efforts to alleviate the nuclear dangers. With prayers for the protection of the people of Japan, may such calamities be lessened as we strive to quickly foster more caring and eco-friendly ways.
Torrential rains and waterspout hit New South Wales, Australia. Downpours since Sunday night, May 29th, caused traffic disruptions across the provincial capital, Sydney, with one person who lost his life and at least 8 motorists who were rescued after being stranded in flash floods as the state emergency service received over 175 calls for assistance. On Monday, off the coast of Terrigal, near the provincial capital, Sydney, 4 waterspouts were sighted in the ocean, causing fountains of water containing high-speed winds to be lifted up to 600 meters high. Fortunately, the waterspouts faded before reaching land.
Over 75 millimeters of rain deluged Alexandria, Zetland, and Camperdown, where flash flood warnings were issued, as a severe thunderstorm warning was issued for northern beaches, where there were reports of hailstones. With our sympathies for the life lost, we thank the Australian officials and emergency teams for your assistance during the severe weather. May such potential dangers be alleviated as humanity's kinder lifestyles help restore the stability of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. In countries that include Bahrain, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Egypt, Greece, India, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Syria, South Sudan, Sudan, Turkey, US and Yemen, people continue together in the name of basic human rights and freedoms as they call for meaningful social and political change.
Three Brazilian environmental activists were killed last week after receiving death threats for their efforts to protect the Amazon rainforests from illegal deforestation.
An estimated 30,000 people converged in Istanbul, Turkey, to mark the one-year anniversary on Monday, May 30th, of the deaths of unarmed peace activists, several of whom were Turkish, who had been attempting to reach Gazans in Palestine with humanitarian aid via flotilla when they were commandeered by Israeli security forces. During their rally, they called for Israel to end the Gaza siege.
In Greece, around 30,000 people gathered in Athens Sunday to continue ongoing protests against government budget reductions.
On the Memorial Day holiday in the U.S. Monday, Veterans for Peace groups across the country commemorated the 6,000 Americans who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan wars over the past decade. The group, most of whom are combat veterans, issued a call for U.S. President Barack Obama to set a timeline for the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, stating that there must be a better way to solve the problems than armed conflict. As Bahrain prepares to lift a 10-week state of emergency Wednesday, King Hamid bin Isa Al Khalifa called for comprehensive reform talks to begin in July, with representatives from all parties and without preconditions. At the same time, the Ministry of Justice warned citizens against engaging in activities viewed as harmful to the country's security, national peace, or safety.
Meanwhile, correspondent Naziha Saeed of France 24's Arabic Language Service is undergoing medical treatment in France following injuries sustained during interrogation and beating following her arrest by Bahraini police.
Women in India-administered Kashmir met for their monthly sit-in of half-widows, those whose husbands are among the 10,000 people who have disappeared during 22 years of conflict between Kashmiris and the Indian government. They called for the government to advise them of the fate of their husbands so they can emotionally and legally be able to move on with their lives.
Egypt's public prosecutor announced that an examination conducted by six medical experts found that former President Hosni Mubarak's condition is critical and too unstable for him to be transferred to a military prison hospital.
Former General Ratko Mladic has been extradited from Serbia to The Hague in the Netherlands after his appeal to avoid transfer due to poor health was rejected. He is now ready to stand trial before the UN's International Criminal Tribunal for charges that include crimes against humanity stemming from his military leadership during the 1992-1995 conflict in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Military commanders for Sudan and South Sudan reached an agreement Monday on security measures to reduce tensions, including the establishment of a 10-mile demilitarized zone on either side of their shared border to be monitored by peacekeepers, and a plan for senior officials from each side to regularly meet. More immediate meetings are scheduled to resolve issues regarding the disputed border region of Abyei, where up to 150,000 people are waiting to return home after fleeing from recent conflict.
In Syria, where protesters have demonstrated for months demanding an end to the current government, President Bashar al-Assad issued a general amnesty for all political crimes committed before May 31st. After Monday's meeting in Tripoli with visiting Libyan leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, South African President Jacob Zuma said that Colonel Gaddafi agreed to an immediate ceasefire brokered by the African Union, which could help to end the conflict in the nation. However, President Zuma also emphasized that the Libyan leader is not prepared to leave his country.
United Nations Human Rights Commissioner Navi Pillay, meanwhile, spoke out strongly against the violence by Libyan and Syrian governments against peaceful protesters.
In Yemen, after several days of a fragile truce between Yemeni security forces and tribal groups, a government official announced Tuesday that the ceasefire agreement ended. As heavy fighting resumed in the capital, Sana'a, at least seven tribesmen were killed. Meanwhile, according to reports from local medics in the city of Taiz, more than 50 people died with over 1,000 who were wounded when police raided the encampment of peaceful protesters early Monday morning. In the besieged city of Zanjibar on Tuesday, citizens remained trapped in their homes as 13 Yemeni soldiers died in clashes with unidentified armed men.
As we mourn those who have perished, are injured and traumatized, we pray for the conflicts to cease and for people in all nations to choose free, dignified, and harmonious lives.
The childlike heart of an enlightened artist. Throughout the years, many people have expressed their wonder at the rich yet seemingly effortless qualities of Supreme Master Ching Hai's artworks, design, and poetry. The inspiring artist revealed some insight into her creative process while praising all artists' endeavors during a book premiere, concert, and video conference last Sunday for the Olexese or Vietnamese editions of Celestial Art and The Love of Centuries, two compilations of Supreme Master Ching Hai's artistic and poetic masterpieces.
Maybe I have a child in my heart, so everything I do is spontaneous, easy, simple. Even poetry, I don't think in advance. I suddenly want to write it, and I just write it down, and the lines just come out like copy from inside my head. Maybe that's why it touched people, because it comes from heaven. It comes from nowhere. So when people look at it, the real emotion comes out. So they cry, or they change their life for the better, or they might think more about their spiritual life or heavenly quality and beauty inside. It has to come from the genuine sincere feeling in our heart. So we all do what we can to spread positive, happy consciousness within our world, to lessen sorrow and suffering, to bring love and peace into our life and the life of all on this planet.
Đây là một cái buổi ra mắt sách rất là xúc động và rất là ấn tượng.
Chia sẻ với lại anh Hải vô tình sư là những tác phẩm này là tuyệt vời, nên nhiều nữa, tổ chức viết nhiều thêm nữa.
As we rejoice in the release of these two special books, Celestial Art and the Love of Centuries, in various language editions, we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing her artworks of love and compassion with us. May we all rediscover the simplicity and innocence of our true self to add uplifting beauty to our world.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television at a later date for the full broadcast of this book premiere event with guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Tons of fish found dead in Philippines. Over 800 metric tons of milkfish and tilapia on fish farms have been discovered suddenly perished in the waters of five towns across Batangas Province. Officials have banned the sale of the dead rotting fish, which are being cleared from the lakes and buried by the truckloads. Investigation by the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, or DENR, reveals that the fish suffocated from lack of oxygen brought on by climate change-related extremes of a scorching summer, followed by a sudden drop in temperatures at the onset of the rainy season.
Other factors include deteriorating water quality due to pollutants. DENR Secretary Ramon Paye stated that the farmed fish are also kept in cages so crowded that they obstruct water flow, as he urged for better regulations. Measurements on May 30th found that the water's oxygen levels were still depleted at 3.71 parts per million, compared to a norm of 6 parts per million.
We are deeply saddened at this tragic loss of aquatic life, which is surely sending a clear signal about the condition of our planet. Let us act quickly in respect toward the fish and all beings to restore their rightful existence and the balance of our earthly home.
Save Our Planet. During his acceptance of an honorary degree from the London Business School in the UK for his contributions to sustainable practices, His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales warned that ignoring climate change could lead to an economic collapse much more dire than the one recently experienced by the world.
Warning news. After thousands of child cases of lead poisoning were diagnosed in 2010, officials shut down battery-producing plants in several Chinese provinces pending safety inspections when hundreds more people were found to have high lead levels, with 53 hospitalized for toxicity risks that include nervous, muscular, and reproductive system damage.
Hello, I'm Ki Honk, proboscis monkey. Meet my fine son, Doki.
We're happily following a plant-based diet, here with a tip about a fun way to share the earth-saving vegan message.
You can design a tag to attach to your veg animal companion's collar with a saying like, "Be veg," or "I'm a vegan."
Your well-wishing friend can also enjoy wearing a cool vest designed by Supreme Master Ching Hai, which says, "Am a vegan and green, save the world."
For tags, you can check online or at your local animal companion store. For vests, please visit www.thecelestialshop.com.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now for the weather around the globe.
In archaeology news, Jordan inaugurates a database to document and safeguard her archaeological treasures. The Middle Eastern Geodatabase for Antiquities, or MEGA, is a free web-based open access system in both Arabic and English, documenting 10,750 historic sites throughout the nation. These include United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites, Petra, Omer Assas, and Khasera Amra. MEGA was launched by the Jordanian Department of Antiquities in collaboration with the US-based Getty Conservation Institute and the World Monuments Fund. Congratulations, Jordan, on this fantastic endeavor. May these precious cultural assets be preserved for the admiration of many generations to come.
In animal welfare news, a respected member of the indigenous Bunun Mountain people, Formosa or Taiwan men, is devoted to protecting endangered bears. Mr. Lin Yuan Yuan is a ranger at the mountainous Yushan National Park. With his valuable knowledge of the bear's habitat and behavior, he helps Dr. Wang Mei Shou, assistant professor of the Institute of Wildlife Conservation, National Pintong University of Science and Technology, with her work in conservation and study of the bears. Mr. Ling, age 55, is revered by his community as a guardian of the rare animal. Our sincere gratitude, Mr. Lin Yuan Yuan and Dr. Wang Mei Shou, for your dedicated efforts. May the majestic Formosan black bears flourish evermore in safety and well-being on a gentle and long-lasting planet. Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Lin Yuan Yuan with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 to support his noble work. Up next to Noteworthy News, the Global Social Change Film Festival and Institute encourages social change. We'll go for a quick prayer and be right back. Stay tuned for more gladdening news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, splendid news for a wondrous world. In media news, the Global Social Change Film Festival and Institute, or GSCFFI, is held in Bali, Indonesia. This annual event encourages engaging filmmaking that fosters social change. For its inaugural year in 2011, the festival's theme was Global Women and Film, featuring international women filmmakers as honorees and keynote speakers. Also at GSCFFI, 8 films ranging from topics on global warming, environmental practices and mining, to community building and personal stories were shown. Director and founder of GSCFFI is Dr. Cynthia Phillips of the United States.
The film festival is really about taking beautiful films that many people maybe not have an opportunity to see, building the audience, making them available, more available to a wider audience, and once people see them, are inspired, help guide them to practice, to be able to create social change, to be involved, to be engaged. And if we could all learn from each other's stories, I think it builds community and relationships, but also helps us to feel as if we're all part of that same community.
The documentary Climate Refugees by Mr. Michael Nash, which was shown at the United Nations Copenhagen and Cancun Climate Summits in 2009 and 2010 respectively, was one of the films screened.
And what I learned after traveling around the world is climate change is happening right now. It's affecting tens of millions of people, and we really need to come together in totality on a global scale.
Our many thanks, Dr. Cynthia Phillips, Mr. Michael Nash, and all those participating in this important gathering. May media of every kind help individuals become more aware that a sustainable, peaceful, and loving planet depends on our benevolent choices.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Sulking John. It is told in Ndebele, a language spoken in South Africa.
John wayengathi uzondile ngesikhathi bese tafuleni kudliwa ukudla kwantambama engafuni lokudla. Baba, kuyini mfana? John, yeah, awusuye baba omuhle wena. Baba, hawu kanjani mfana? John, sithe siye kumama esibhedlela umnawami bamshayile ngesikhathi ezalo wakhala ekhalela usizo kodwa wena bewuzimele nje awuzange wenza lutho kulabo abengezwayo. Dokotela, labo onesi bakhona.
Thank you. And now for our viewers' heartline on Recognizing Yourself as the Position of a Master, a lecture given by Supreme Master Qinghai in December 1990 in Costa Rica. This program, which was shown on Between Master and Disciples, can also be accessed in our online archives.
Costa Rica receives the blessings of the Supreme Master Qinghai. Viewer from Costa Rica.
Loving viewer, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai's spiritual guidance on how we can best develop our own abilities is profound and inspiring. May Heaven's grace always be with you and all the pure-hearted people of sunny Costa Rica.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May a grateful heart and blissful spirit be your gifts from the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
While in Ethiopia, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon commemorates Africa Day as he highlights the skills and talents of the continent's youth in advancing sustainable development.
In the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh, citizens gather to mark World No Tobacco Day with calls for the government to discourage smoking by raising taxes on tobacco products.
Presidents Dmitry Medvedev of Russia, Nicolas Sarkozy of France, and Barack Obama of the U.S. call on Armenia and Azerbaijan to work towards a peaceful resolution regarding the Nagorno-Karabakh region, to culminate in an accord in June.
Former President of Honduras, Manuel Zelaya, is warmly welcomed back to his homeland by tens of thousands of supporters, following an agreement with the current president, which has also paved the way for the country's reintegration into the Organization of American States.
U.S. President Barack Obama visits the tornado-ravaged small town of Joplin, Missouri, USA, to pay tribute to those who lost their lives and to reassure citizens of the nation's support in rebuilding.
30-year-old Nepali guru Bhakta Kumar Rai sets a record of spending the longest time on the world's highest summit of Mount Everest as he meditates for 27 of a total 32 hours on the peak.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May Heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.